When Steve Jobs died after a long battle with cancer, there were tributes from around the world, from teenagers to presidents. The death of a businessman wouldn't normally create so much fuss. But then Steve Jobs was no ordinary businessman. He built and sold a lot of electronic gadgets. But more than that, he persuaded us that gadgets can be beautiful and lovable. The ingredients that built Apple are really rather simple. Obsessive attention to detail, obsessive focus on design, all driven by a man with an obsessive personality. At home, Jobs was a perfectionist with a passion for simplicity. He took those same traits with him to work. But the process of making products appear simple is anything but.
He's selling magic, everyone else is selling technology.
If you're hunting for the ghost of Steve Jobs, this is rather a good place to come. Number 11161 Crisp Drive, an unremarkable bungalow in a tree-lined suburban street in the small town of Los Altos in California. It's where Steve Jobs grew up and where, in 1976, he and his friend Steve Wozniak founded Apple. With $1,300 raised from selling a Volkswagen camper van and a scientific calculator. The computers were assembled first in a bedroom and then the garage. What a great story, but if truth be told, the really important stuff came a lot later.